Hear it? All right. Somewhere in Brooklyn, in between Heart Set Thump, Double Dutch. Oh, I forgot something. All right. How many of you have a finger? Just one. As long as you have one, you're good. So what we're going to do is we are going to draw. This is no longer a finger. This is a pencil. This is a crayon, a magic marker, whatever you want it to be. So at certain points in time, I'm going to ask you to draw. And you could draw whatever you want, or you could draw what I'm drawing, okay? Let's test this out. All right, y'all are good. I like that one. All right. Okay, so we're going to start over again. Are you ready? All right. There we go. Somewhere in Brooklyn, in between Hearts That Thump, Double Dutch, and Hopscotch, and Salty Mouths That Sweet Ice, a little boy dreams of being a famous artist. You could turn the page. In his house, you could tell a serious artist dwells as he sits at his table with pencils scattered everywhere. Jean-Michel draws, bring out your pencil from morning until night with a serious face, refusing to sleep until he has created a masterpiece. How's it looking? Is it looking good? It's looking excellent. At night, oh, turn the page. At night, images enchanting his mind as he wakes from his dream to add one more line. His drawings are not neat or clean, nor does he color inside the lines. They are sloppy, ugly, sometimes weird, but somehow still beautiful. Next one. His art comes from his mother, Matilda. This is supposed to be Matilda's music, but I don't know what happened to it. A Puerto Rican woman who designs, sews, oh, that's it. A Puerto Rican woman who designs, sews, cooks, cleans, and makes the house look like a fashion magazine. But most importantly, she lies on the floor and she draws with Jean-Michel on his father's old work papers. From her, he learns that art is not only in the poetry books she reads to him, or in the theaters, or the museums they visit. Art is the street games of little children. It's in our style and the words that we speak. It is how the messy patchwork of the city creates new meaning out of ordinary things. Next page. While visiting the art museum, they look at his favorite works of art, reading the story behind each artist, reading the story behind each work. This is how Jean-Michel learns what it means to be a famous artist. So let's just draw. What am I drawing? A circle? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Is a circle? A spiral. Oh, very nice. Are you ready? Back at home, Jean-Michel draws on the floor as his father Gerard plays jazz records and his mother Matilda cooks arroz con pollo and calls Jean-Michel, mi amor, mi amor, mi amor, my love. And the energy and style of the city can be felt in each line of his artwork. Let's draw the city. Tall buildings, short buildings, people walking down the street, cars going by. This is the sad part. Jean-Michel soon learns that art has a healing power. After a car accident, he is scared and confused. And Matilda gives him a book to calm his fears. It is filled with skulls and bones and other body parts. And Jean-Michel draws from it until he learns it all by heart and is no longer afraid. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Back at home, Jean-Michel's body heals, but his heart breaks. His mother's mind is not well, and the family breaks. She no longer draws on the floor with Jean-Michel, but she stares out the window, singing only the birds. Jean-Michel is confused and filled with a terrible blues, as his mother must be taken away to be cared for. Let's draw away our blues. Jean-Michel tries drawing away his blues, but things are not the same. As he grows older, he visits his mother when he can, always bringing his artwork to show, telling her one day it will be in a museum when I am a famous artist. The song went ahead of me. Can we pull it back? No, that's too much. I'm just gonna stop it right there. A teenager now, Jean-Michel decides, Papa, I will be very, very famous one day. Ah. There we go. Now, let's get the walk down. Let's walk. I like that walk. A teenager now, Jean-Michel Desai's papa. I will be very, very famous one day with a sly look, a twinkle in his eye. Jean-Michel leaves Brooklyn, New York for New York City, the Lower East Side, a concrete jungle where the tough survives. During the day, Jean-Michel is dressed in a green jumpsuit splattered with paint, sleeping on couches and floors, leaving a barrage of collages and poem-filled papers everywhere he goes. Next one. Next one. At nighttime, Jean-Michel paints the walls downtown with poems and drawings that catch the eye of artists, gallery goers, and passersby. Underneath his artwork, he signs the name S-A-M-O. Copyright, and everyone wants to know who is Samo. Do you know who Samo is? You know who Samo is? You know who Samo is? How about you? How about you? Oh, that's great. Make sure the people over there can see too. Samo moves from street corners to art gallery walls with powerful color, composition, and line, collaging and painting on anything he can find. His artwork is still not neat or clean, and definitely not inside the lines, but still beautiful. Next one. With a magical charm, Jean-Michel attracts a crowd. But when it's time to work, he prefers to be alone. Now, in nice suits splattered with paint, with the radio and TV on full blast, Jean-Michel flips through magazines and open books and paints into the night and sometimes for days at a time as sounds and images jump into his head. Can we paint? Next one. An artist among artists, he never doubts one line, moving to a soundtrack that is all his own. People describe him as radiant, wild, a genius child. But in his heart, he is a king, so he creates crowns for himself and others he admires. How many of you have crowns? Put your crowns on. Next page. A grown man now with the art world in his hand, Jean-Michel still visits his mother when he can. And at the most important shows, above all critics and fans and artists he admires, the place of honor is his mother's. He is now a famous artist. This is Prince, 1999. If you want to dance for like 10 seconds, let's go for it. Oh, it's just me? Oh, I see some librarians in the back. All right. Whenever I do presentations, I always try to have a little fun, because if you don't have fun, it's just like a bunch of kids staring at you like this. And it's really scary. You don't know how scary it is. Did you know it was scary? You know. What is your name? Olive. Everybody, please give Olive a round of applause. You did a great job. So, how much time do I have left? 1 minute? We have 1 minute. I have 1 minute to answer questions, so if anyone has any questions. No questions? You're intimidated by the 1 minute, huh? Yes. The question is, how did I choose to write about Jean-Michel Basquiat? And I grew up learning about Jean-Michel Basquiat when the article by the Times magazine, Art New Money, came out. I was in either high school or junior high school. So I didn't meet him. I didn't have the opportunity to hang out with him. But as he was becoming famous and developing as an artist, it was happening during my lifetime. And so I was really impressed by him being a young black man in New York City, able to garner the attention that he was able to garner. And the other reason is that when he was talked about, a lot of the times he was talked about by people who didn't really like or accept him. He entered the realm of the fine art world, which was mostly considered white, and you know, there was a space for black artists, but he was entering into a different arena, and he didn't go to Harvard or Yale, and he didn't necessarily do all of the different things that they ask you to do. And so, because he came in by himself, that kind of messed up their rules. If he's not following the rules, why should I follow the rules? So they didn't necessarily say great things about him. And so what I wanted to do is write a story about him that expressed my love and appreciation for what he was doing as an artist. So, thank you. So, yeah.